This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3485 for Friday the 10th of December 2021. Today's show is entitled, 50 Years Since the First Edition of Unix Was Published. It is hosted by Ken Fallon and is about 12 minutes long and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, Ken, fallen not Thompson, checks his Unix-like computer to see how many commands still exist.
Hi everybody, my name is Ken Fallon and you're listening to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. I'm recording this show because we're massively low on shows at the moment for some strange reason. Normally this time of year, people in the Northern Hemisphere at least have more time on their hands and plenty of time to record some shows. So, time folks to dust off that old microphone that you had and get down and record a show. If you don't know what type of show that you want to record, then I suggest introducing yourself to the community if you have not done so in the past. If you've already not done a show on how you got into technology, Linux, listening to HPR, then sit down and give us your background as a way of introducing yourself to the community. Think of us like a hackerspace, except we're virtual and we're in your ears. Anyway, what is valid content for something like this? A show, I thought. Well, somebody posted a link in Mastodon, and if you're not on Mastodon, then it is kind of a nice place to be. Twitter without all the pain, sorrow, and suffering. And the post was forwarded on from Jesse, and it was a retweet by the BSD imp. And it says, today is the 50th anniversary of the first edition of Unix. It was targeted at the PDP 11/20 with 8 kilowords of memory, I imagine. 16384 bytes by Ken Thomas and DM Ritchie. And today is the 21st of the 11/04. So I was thinking to myself, as you do, and there's a link which I'll obviously put into the show notes, for where you can download the original Unix manuals. So they're there, and it looks surprisingly like a manuals from a normal version of Linux or Unix-like system that you'd be aware of. And I was thinking to myself, well, Ken, gosh, I wonder how many of those commands are still in use. And if you think about it, 50 years ago, the argument for not using Linux was that everybody will be using Windows and Windows 95. Think about it. If you invested the amount of effort in learning these few commands 50 years ago, you're still using them today. So what I did was I downloaded the files, did a PDF grep with and I searched for the string name. Space man1*PDF, because the PDF file is basically a it's like a man page with a name, synopsis, description, files, etc. And then I piped that into awk to give me the second character, and I read the first character, and then I went which, and then the command. So for example, the name of the man page is ls, then it goes which ls, tells me if it's installed on my system or not. So what I thought was I would go through each of these commands and basically tell you which is or is not installed on my default desktop here for Fedora. So starting, I'm not going to tell you what they are, because AR is the tape archive, which is installed. AAS is assembler, which is installed. The language B is not installed. So I believe B was the precursor to C. BAS is not installed, which is BASIC, which is a dialect of BASIC. I imagine BASIC is available somewhere, but we're talking about standard default here on Unix. The next one is BCD, which is not installed either. Ooh, it doesn't look good, does it? And that's binary code decimal conversion, which will convert into Geocos card code. So probably not that much need for that on a modern day Unix system. Then we have boot, which reboots a system, and that's been replaced by reboot. Cat, our good friend, is there. Chdir is a change directory that's been renamed to cd, change directory, just the two letters. Then check, file system consistency check is not available, but as we know, that's been replaced with fs check. Then we have change mod, which is available, change owner, which is available, cmp, which is available, compare two files, cp, our good friend, is available, date is available, db is not available, this is debug, and it was used to examine files. I think it's probably limited to the system that they were working on at the time. DBPPT, which is binary dump binary paper tape. As you can imagine, no need for that in a modern system. And that was the first man page, the second man page. Excuse me one moment while I get that lined up. So the next one on our list is DC, which stands for desk calculator, and that is available to us, as is DF, disk free. Where will we be without that one? Next one is DSW, Delta Sierra Whiskey, delete interactively, and that's now replaced by RM, I think, dash I or something like that. And the next one, DEC tape format, will write timing tracks to tapes, also not included in your default Fedora install. However, the following two are DU, summarize disk space, ED, the editor, and my personal friend, find. Find files with a given name. Then we do have for, which is for Fortran, but that's now a reserved word in Bash, and Fortran is definitely available. Form is a form letter generator, which is interesting. Hup is a hang-up typewriter. Hangs up the phone or typewriter, which uses it. Bugs, should not be used. Sometimes causes the typewriter channel to be lost. So we have the derivative of that, which is no hub. So now we know what hub means. Hang up, typewriter. Interesting. LBPPT is also not available on Fedora. Load binary paper tapes. So very interesting. LD is a link editor that is installed, as is LN, which is make a link. Remember, these are commands from 50 years ago. LS, list the contents of a directory. Mail, again, is on the system. Message is also available on the system, as are the right down to when we get to, as are all the following commands. Makedir, makefs, mkfs, make a file system. Mount, move, n, and we go on to the next one, which is nm, get a name list. It prints a list of symbolic tables from the output file assembler or loader run. No idea what that is. Od is an octal dump. I've used that in my time. Pr, prints a file, produces a printed list of one or more files. Rew is not on there, but I have loaded it in the past. It's for rewind a tape. RKD is not there, which is dump RK disk to tape. Neither is RKF, which is a format RK03 disk pack. And RKL is also not there, reload RK disk from tape. But our good friend RM is there, despite what Tlatu would want us to have. RMDIR is remove directory, that is also there, but ROFF is not there. It's a format text, rough formats text according to control lines embedded in the text. Now I have seen that that is available if you install it. I just don't think I've installed it. SDate sets the date and time, so that was particular to that system. That's now replaced with date itself. SH is available. Stat is available. Get a file status. Strip remove symbols and relocation bits is available. SU becomes privileged user was available at the time. Sum of a file is available. TAP, Tango Alpha Papa, manipulates a DEC tape drive. That is not available. Neither is TM, which is provide time information. It's replaced by the time command. TTY is available, as is type, as is unmount, but UN is not available. Undefined symbols. And that leaves us three more, which is all of which are available. WC, word count, who, tells you who's on the system, and write to another user. Now, in 50 years, look at all the commands that are in use, and I will, for the crack, do a history of my, I'll do a count of how many of these I have actually used in my bash history. So obviously there's a few of those that I wouldn't have used very often. I've used SH the least, SU 7 times, DU 15 times, date 19 times, unmount 40 times, mount 46 times, WC word count 69 times, change mod 94 times, LN 130 times, DF 202 times, RMDIR 280 times, CP 314 times, MakeDIR 544 times. Now we're getting into the top ones. 649, what could it be? 4. I used 4. Next in at 887, it's CAT, C-A-T. Coming in even higher than that, at 1,482, it's our classic move, MV command. Oh, and Tlatu will not be happy with this one. 1,985 RMs. And my favorite is not the favorite, is find at 2,847 times. And the winner, naturally, will be LS at 10,108 times. So, guys, this is how often you would use these commands that were all originally conceived 50 years ago. Now, if that doesn't want to make you sit down and record a better show than this, then I don't know what has. This is Ken lowering the bar so you don't have to. Tune in tomorrow for hopefully another exciting episode from a listener very, very, very much like you. This is Hacker Public Radio.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HBR is kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.